Hey, in this episode, I want to talk with you about why you should give away a ton of information in order to generate leads that get into your funnel and become customers.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Yo, yo, what is up? I'm coming to you right now from inside of, I'm in the server room, basically in a storage closet where our servers are and all of our expensive camera gear. And why am I in the server room? Because, well, somebody's in my office and they're in there working on my live webinar setup and building all that together. You know, we moved out of the Wirebuzz office. I've been a little silent for a couple of weeks, but let me tell you what's been going on behind the scenes. I haven't stopped. I've been plugging away on my Tony speech that's coming up in late March. You know, Business Mastery is happening March 20th to the 24th, and I will be there inside of his Zoom stadium. He built a Zoom stadium. I don't know if you know that. It's got 20-foot-high LED video walls that are two of them shaped in a football that are like 50 feet long, 20 feet high, and on the screens will be 25,000 webcams, people all over the world. And I'm just honored to do it, but I've been working on my speech. I got 75 minutes where I'm teaching people how to sell remotely and how to use the power of video to gain attention, prioritize prospects, and accelerate their sales process. And I think between you and me, we know that video is the key, right? Because it injects clarity, removes confusion. But what I want to talk with you about in this episode is really why you should be value forward, why you should add so much value into people's lives that they have to do business with you. I learned this concept when I was working with a former Food Network chef in the early days, like 20 years ago, like right when that channel came live. And maybe it wasn't 20 years ago, but it damn near feels like it was. So I am always adding massive value. That's what I do with every client meeting. I want to add massive value. I want to follow up. I want to advise you to follow up with your meetings by adding more value. And I learned this because one of the neighbors in our old building challenged me. And he's like, dude, I see your videos, man. It's all good stuff. But bro, you're giving away too much. You're leaving way too much out there for people to get for free. And for a long time, I thought about that and struggled with it. But I always come back to the same realization. It's kind of my currency. You're going to pay one way or another. You're going to pay for your company to generate leads, or you're going to give advice, and that advice is going to be the payment that's going to generate your leads. Which one would you rather do? I'd rather give advice. I'd rather be out there giving so much advice that I don't have to pay for ads. Got it? And I learned this when I was working with a celebrity chef, and he just had a zillion killer recipes, and I was just starting to date Wendy, and I was going to make dinner for her, and I said, Chef, can I get your recipe for the cilantro spätzle that you make, which is like a homemade German pasta that you just make fresh right there, and it's got cilantro, and it's like crazy good. And then that dressing, and he like gave me the whole recipe, and I wrote it all down word for word, and I was like, all right, I've seen him make it 1,000 times, but now I'm going to do it for my big hot date with my yoga instructor. Bow, bow, chicka, bow, wow, you get the idea. So I wrote it all down, and then like 20 minutes later, a guest walked up. He had an open kitchen, celebrity chef. Guest walked up, lady, and she's like, excuse me, chef, could I get your recipe for the cilantro spätzle? I'd like to try to make that at home. So he was like, yeah, no problem. And he gave her the recipe and she wrote it down. And you know what I heard? I was like, yo, he gave her a different recipe. So I challenged him and I went up to him and I was like, chef, you know, I just noticed you gave that lady a different recipe than when you gave me a few moments ago. And you know what he said to me? He looked at me with disgust and he says, it doesn't matter. Even if I gave you the exact recipe, you couldn't make it because you're a effing moron. He typically would call me a moron. And he called everybody on staff a moron. But the interesting thing here is if you are giving away value, people will have to come back and work with you. They'll have to. Because if you give them so much value, they're going to look around. They're like, that dude is it. He is the man. He knows how to do this. Why would I try to do it on my own when I could just go to him? Think about your information, your value. Use it to attract new leads, to attract new customers, to get your name out there. You have gold. You have gold that you can use in content that people need that'll help them solve problems, grow their business. And if you put that on video and you put it out on LinkedIn and you start creating a expectation from your followers that they're going to get regular information that's super valuable, you know what's going to happen? It doesn't matter. They're going to have to come to you because they won't be able to do it on their own. Not because you're a moron, right? Or they're a moron, but because I was for a long time working with that chef. Anyway, I think about that all the time. I hope it helps you. And by the way, I am crushing my speech. I've been working on it. I've got it to the point where it's dialed in. A couple hours, I get to do it for my team again. I'm like 25 days away from the biggest stage in the entire world. And I'm so prepped. I'm not the slightest bit nervous. I'm just excited to go out, serve people, add value into their life, execute, and help people get to the next level. Boom.